Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast, and we're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. And we're talking specifically about enemies against your faith. We saw the scripture in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, where the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." He prayed for him that his faith would fail not. That shows you it's possible that your faith could fail. You know, you have a spirit of faith if you're born again. We've already talked about that God's dealt to every man the measure of faith. You already have faith. You have the spirit of faith. It's possible, though, for your faith to fail if you do not work your faith and release your faith and eliminate the enemies against your faith. And we're sharing about these enemies or hindrances to your faith so you can eliminate them in your life. The first one we talked about was the lack of knowledge of God's Word. The Bible says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. What do we need to do? Get in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Remember, you have a general spirit of faith, but you need specific faith in area after area of the Word as you hear the Word on that subject. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You need to get into God's Word in subject after subject. And as you receive the knowledge, grace and peace are multiplied to you. God gives you everything that you have need of through the knowledge of God. And these great, exceeding, precious promises will bring you into being a partaker of the divine nature in your life. And it's important that you grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Second area that we talked about is lack of confidence in the integrity of the Word. If you don't have confidence in the integrity of God's Word, how are you going to release your faith? You know, God's not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If it's spoken from him, he's going to make it good. 2 Corinthians 1:20, we saw the scripture, "For all the promises of God are in him are yea, and in him amen." There, so be it, yes. Don't think for a minute that God won't perform his Word in your life. His Word is the Word of the covenant. He has a covenant with you. He's going to perform His Word in your life if you'll just get in line with the principles of it and act on it and walk by faith and take hold of what He's given unto you. If you'll be a hearer and a doer of the Word, that'll show forth faith, and God responds to faith. Remember, heaven and earth will pass away, but His words shall not pass away. The Word of our God will stand forever. There has never failed one word of all of His good promise. We saw that in 1 Kings 8:56. In fact, Abraham caught hold of this, and he didn't stagger at the promise of God through any unbelief, but he was strong in faith, and he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. You need to be fully persuaded that what God has promised, that he's going to perform it in your life. Praise the Lord. The third area that we're going to talk about today is the lack of understanding righteousness. It is important that you realize that righteousness is important for you to be able to release your faith. Because when you pray, it's the righteous prayer that gets a response. You know, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Bible declares that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. He hears the prayers of the righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You have been made the righteousness of God. That means you are in right standing with the Lord. You must understand that if you're in right standing with the Lord, you can stand before God without any sense of fear or inferiority, or like you feeling unworthy or carrying guilt, or that you can't approach him. The Bible says the way into the holiness is open to all of us. We all can come into the presence of God. In fact, we can come boldly and confidently to the throne of grace and take hold of His mercy and find grace and help in time of need. That's what you do with your faith. You must understand that you can do this because you've been made righteous. You've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. In fact, this righteousness is important because when you realize you're in right standing with God and you start seeking His kingdom and His righteousness, all the rights and privileges that you have, then you're going to start bringing forth these promises through your faith. There's a scripture in Romans 1 where it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Then in verse 17 he says, for therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. See, this is why you got to get in the Word. The Word reveals the gospel, the good news, which is the righteousness of God. Our rights, not only the fact that we've been made right with God, but also the fact that we have rights and privileges, which are the promises of God, as the righteousness of God. You know, we, in this country, we have a Bill of Rights. It used to be in England called a Bill of Righteousness. It was shortened to a Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Righteousness outlined the rights that the people had in England. Well, what does it do for the citizens of the United States? The Bill of Rights indicates our rights as a citizen. Well, you're a citizen of heaven, praise God. You've been born from above, and you are right with God. You are in right standing with the Lord, and you have rights and privileges that are all the promises of God. And the Bible says that the righteousness of God, these rights and privileges, is revealed, made manifest, and disclosed from faith to faith. If you want to see your rights be manifest, you're going to have to operate in faith. But if you don't know your rights, if you don't know you're in right standing with God, you're never going to be able to even release your faith. And the Bible says that the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. Praise God. So if you don't know that you're the righteousness of God, you probably don't pray a prayer of faith. You're just probably asking God to see if what He'll do. But the Bible says we pray a prayer of faith and believe we take hold of the promises of God because we know that they're already given to us. And we abound with thanksgiving because we know that we have the rights and privileges already given to us. So this is important. You must understand you're in right standing with God. And because you are right with God, you can pray. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. And you are going to have your rights revealed from one point of faith to another point of faith. Hallelujah. Another enemy to be eliminating from your life is sense evidence over the Word. And this is an important one. Many Christians today fall for what they see in the senses. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight, or not by that which is revealed to the senses. When you take a promise of God, and you start to believe that promise, and you start to speak forth that promise, and call those things not being as being, speaking forth the promise of God, confessing it to bring it into manifestation, doing what the Word says, you are going to see that you are releasing a spiritual power of faith, and things are working in the spiritual realm, but in the natural realm, it doesn't change immediately unless there's an instant miracle. Most of the time, there is a season, a time, between the release of faith and your continual release of faith and the change in the natural. Well, the devil comes at you during that time and tries to get you to get your eyes off of the Word of God. And oftentimes he'll try to present you with sense evidence. He wants you to believe what you see, what you feel, the way things seem, the way they look over the Word of God. If you look at the senses, the circumstances, if you start considering the natural realm, you are not going to be seeing your faith be productive. Back in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, speaking of Abraham, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. See, he was 100 years old. He didn't consider his own body that was dead. And he was not moved by the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is important because if you consider the natural circumstances, you will be weak in faith and you will not receive the promise of God in your life. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says this, while we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. This is very important. In fact, the word look, if you look this up in the Greek, it really means to take aim at. It says, while we take aim, not at the things that are seen. We're not going to be moved by what we see. If you're going by the senses and what you feel, what you see, the way things seem or look, you're going to be deceived. the truth and the reality of the promise of God is it is spiritual law. And you're going to tap into spiritual law with your faith, and you're going to speak it forth. You're going to take hold of it with your prayer of faith, and that's going to release the promises of God to come to pass, because God's going to perform that word. The angels are going to minister to you, and you're going to see the Spirit of God bring forth the word of God in your life. The Holy Spirit's a performer of the word in your life. Now, here, what are we going to do? We're going to take aim at the things that are not seen, not at the things that are seen. Why? Everything that is seen is temporal or subject to change, but all the things that are not seen, they are eternal. And this is important. Another area that's important that you need to deal with is the area of reasoning. Many Christians reason in their mind, and they reason themselves right out of faith. You can't reason about the Word of God. God's Word is true. Why don't you just believe God's Word? Why don't you just stand steadfast on the Word instead of allowing the devil to come in your mind and get you to start reasoning about it? You're not going to figure things out. If you don't understand things, ask the Lord to open the eyes of your understanding. Keep seeking Him, and He'll give you understanding. But don't reason in your mind. See, in Matthew 16:8, Jesus perceived what was going on with the disciples, and He said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason you among yourselves because you brought no bread? They were reasoning in the natural because they didn't bring any bread, when they should have realized that Jesus was the multiplier, and He could multiply the loaves, and that He'd done that before. And yet they were of little faith. They should have had faith that He was going to multiply the loaves again. But they were reasoning. If you start reasoning and start considering things in the natural, in your mind, that'll be an enemy against your faith. And He said that these guys were of little faith. This is important to eliminate these kind of areas. So what do you need to do? You need to eliminate a lack of knowledge by getting in God's Word. You need to eliminate the lack of confidence and the integrity of God's Word by believing the Word, trusting it, and being fully persuaded that it's going to come to pass. Eliminate the lack of understanding of righteousness by believing you're the righteousness of God and knowing you have all these rights and privileges that are going to come into manifestation from faith to faith. Never believe sense evidence over the Word. Always believe the Word of God. And don't ever let the devil come in and get you to reason out of the truth. God's Word is the truth. Don't reason among yourself. Believe it, speak it, stand on it, and watch God bring the promise of God into manifestation. Your faith will cause you to overcome, and your faith will receive the promise of God from the Lord. We're going to continue on this, talking about more enemies that you need to overcome that come against your faith so your faith will not fail. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.